All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to talk about Bumblebee.
So when the trailer first came out, I said that from the looks of the trailer, Bumblebee will probably be the best Transformers movie that they've ever done. And apparently, everyone that's gone to see it so far did a review and said, hey, Bumblebee is the best Transformers they've ever done. And I'm laughing because I thought it might be true, but not really. But apparently, Michael Bay has nothing to do with this movie at all.
He doesn't.
And a couple people quoted and said, if you love Transformers as a kid and you love Transformers the movie, go see Bumblebee because you will love the nostalgia they put in this shit. So, Matt, you saw it. What'd you think?
Yeah, I saw it last night, and there is a lot of nostalgia about it. It actually took a shit on all of Michael Bay movies, man. Like, anything that Michael Bay screwed up on, or you're like, hey, that's not the way it was in the cartoon, yeah, it ignores all of it. It's like as if it never, ever, ever happened. Like, the first 30 seconds, for me, was a 10 out of 10. I was like, holy shit. And then it got to when it was exclusively Bumblebee. And I was like, I have no problem with female dominant characters at all. I think it's great. But when it mirrors the way The Last Knight was it The Last Knight? Was that the last Transformer movie?
That's the one I never saw because Barry said it was that bad.
Yeah, so the relationship between that little girl, that relationship between that little girl and Transformers, that's what the majority of the movie was. This emotional connection that feels forced. And yes, there was a lot of Easter eggs in there and things that if you paid attention to, and is anyone going to see this movie?
I don't know.
On the podcast right now?
Because I was like, do I want to go to movie theater to see it or do I want to wait until it hits digital on demand
and
I
can watch it at home? Aquaman and Mortal Engines for me.
I'd recommend seeing it in the movies because a lot of the nostalgia stuff, like a lot of characters from Transformers, the movie, the cartoon, was in this movie.
Oh.
I'm not trying to give away a lot of it. I actually told James about it, and James was like, really? I'm like, yeah. A lot of characters from Transformers, the movie, the cartoon, was in this movie. But it wasn't in the real-time movie. It was when the Cybertron were. Because there was a couple, you'll see a couple shots, and you're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Because I know in the trailer, when they showed Starscream, I was like, I'll be damned. Looks just like the one from the cartoon.
But that wasn't Starscream, though.
It wasn't?
Nope.
Okay. That just really...
Yeah, Starscream is Starscream's on Cybertron.
Mike is confused. He's like, what the? That wasn't Starscream.
No, he looks like him. The color looks like him, but he's not Starscream.
Damn. Yeah, I'm going to be waiting.
He's not Starscream, but I'm telling you that the whole Cybertron flashbacks and all that, that was actually pretty cool. Although the one thing I will say about it, it looks like something out of a PS3 game. I don't think they did a lot as far as CGI when you look at it.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? For a big budget movie, it looks like a PS3? Not PS4, PS3. But the one thing I will say, they got 100% right. Optimus Prime was a G. That's all I'm going to put it there.
That's all that matters.
That's the only thing. Remember the part on Transformers where in one of the Michael Bay movies, I forgot which one, where he was in the forest.
Yeah.
And he was fighting like three or four people or something like that.
And that was the third one.
And that was okay. Yeah, and that was okay. But this one, he was a G. You're like, yeah, he's not going to get whooped by anybody. And he didn't. He was fucking surrounded and he still took everybody out. I was like, holy shit. And it wasn't like, hey, I'm just going to punch you in the face kind of deal. No, I'm going to rip your head off. That's what I'll say. Optimus Prime, one thing they did get right is that he was a G. And some of the other characters that you did end up seeing, you're like, huh. It's like, I forgot about him. But a lot of characters from the movies, from the cartoon, is in that movie. That's all I'm going to tell you. If you saw The Last Knight and you saw a connection between that little girl and the robots, that's how the good majority of the movie was.
I mean,
I'm surprised you haven't seen The Last Transformers.
Well, I'm just saying, most of those movies like that are always going to be similar to a boy and his dog or a kid and his dog. Oh, well, I found this thing and now it's following me home. And then all of a sudden we bond and have a connection.
That's why I didn't like it, man. I'm just like, stop forcing this girl's relationship with the robots on me. I get it. She discovered him. I got it. And there's a couple WTF moments. Like, that's a plot hole. Why? That's not even possible. It was equivalent to like the Martha scene. I'm like, how is that? No. You remember that thought when you said Martha and you're like, what the fuck? There's a scene like that in this
laughing.
Movie.
That's why I'm laughing.
There's a scene like that in this movie. And I'm like, really?
Martha. Really? Why'd you say that name?
God, yeah. So I looked around. I was like, am I the only one that fucking doesn't agree with this shit? I'm very curious to see what everyone else's reaction. And to confirm that it's probably the better of the Transformer movies. I don't think it was better than the first Transformer movie that Michael Bay put out, but definitely better than the rest.
Hmm. No, that third movie.
When the first Transformer movie came out, I was like, oh, shit. I mean, everyone looked like aliens.
Third movie, first movie are the only two good ones.
What was the third one? Is that Dark Moon? Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? If Dark Moon was 1A, I would probably put first Transformers as 2 and then probably Bumblebee 3. Because come to think about it, part 3 was pretty damn good.
That's when they had on wingsuits, right?
Yeah.
And Ben was collapsing on them and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's one with Shockwave was in it. Oh, was it Shockwave?
Yeah, it was Shockwave.
Yeah, he was in this movie too.
Might have to go see it now.
I can't do any more Transformers movies. After that last one ruined it for me.
And the last one was terrible, Mike. You need to watch that shit. I want to hear your review. You got to watch it.
It went on a sliding scale.
It was terrible, but I want you to see it because I want to hear this shit. Because as much as you know about Transformers and the nostalgia behind it and the history, oh, you got to see this shit.
That Age of Extinction one. Oh man, that movie was bad. That movie was so bad. And then,
but check this
the
out.
Last night,
you got Nazis, you got Germans, you got dinosaurs,
King Arthur, the Round Table,
King Arthur. Dude, the only thing that was missing was fucking ninjas. That's the only thing missing from this movie. Other than that, that shit covered every genre. So if there's any genre that you felt offended or was not part of history, it was just ninjas. That's the only thing that's missing. Other than that, it got everything you want in this movie. You want World War II? Got it. It's right there. You want Nazis? Got it. Dinosaurs? Got it. King Arthur? Got it. Right? You need to see it.
They didn't come try to free the slaves?
No, they didn't have that. Okay. I might have missed that part, but, you know.
I think I stopped watching it after the second one when they had Transformer Balls, so. That was it for me.
on Devastator.
On the falling into it.
Oversized vacuum. I could not get over that shit. Fucking oversized vacuum? That's the best shit you can come up with? Devastator is a G, man. Supposedly, he was one of the strongest combiners. That's why he lasted as long as he did.
What were those two robots talking crazily? Oh,
please don't.
Oh, God.
Lord have mercy.
Those are terrible. I know
Michael Bay wanted to sell toys to kids.
I forgot. They were supposed to be based off of two rappers, too. And I forgot who the hell he said.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like it was like a blatant statement where you were like, really? You seriously did this on purpose? They were supposed to talk like that.
The hood robots.
Yeah.
That's essentially what they were.
Yeah.
Straight hood fucking G robots. That's what they were.
It's like, what in the hell?
But, Matt, what score would you give Bumblebee?
Bumblebee, I'd give it 5.5.
How is that better than that? I don't understand. I don't understand. You just got to understand. Dark of the Moon was 1A. I'm like, I don't understand.
No, it's a third. It's a third.
But how is that a 5.5? That's not even possible. It's not possible.
What do you mean it's not possible? I didn't think highly of the other movies.
Apparently not.
Dark of the Moon 1, the original 2, and then this one 3.
Dark of the Moon to me is like an 8.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought it was gonna be a higher score too. I was like, really?
The first one is like a 7.5. I can watch that movie over and over. It's not the best movie, but I can watch it.
Yeah, that's my number 2.
I'm not expecting a 5. That's all
five
I'm saying.
Good? I don't think 5 is that good.
Well, a 5 is a passing.
Well, like, what'd you give it?
You gave it a 5.5. I mean, a 5 is a suitable score for a movie that has flaws, but is watchable.
Yeah, it's watchable.
But you don't compare it to the first movie, the third movie.
No, I said that the third movie is probably the best one. The first one is the second, and then this is probably the third best.
I understand that.
The rest of them are garbage.
But as Mike said, I just was expecting a higher score than that.
I really did not think highly of the other movies, of the other Transformer movies.
I see that.
I definitely did not think highly of the other movies at all. I want to see what you guys think when you see it. After watching the last stupid movie, having these forced interaction with characters, I don't like it.
That last movie just did not make any sense.
Yeah, I didn't fucking get that shit. I don't know.
I can't take any more Transformer movies.
I'm telling you, I want someone to watch it and give their 2 cents on this.
I just can't take any more Transformer movies. That last one ruined it for me.
Oh, it's better than that one. It's better than Age of Extinction.
I don't know.
Better than
at this point, the 5.5 is not good enough for me.
But this isn't saying much about the other movies.
I don't need Keith to see it.
I think Keith will see it. He might end up giving it a higher score because of the nostalgia. And those scenes were okay, but they were great. But the rest of the movie, I'm like, how come Bumblebee in 1 second is whooping everyone's ass and then the next second he's getting beat up? And then close to half energy after getting revived, all of a sudden he has the power to whoop everyone's ass.
Does he at least speak in this movie?
Huh?
So does he at least speak normally in this movie?
In the beginning of the movie, yes. They show what happened to his voice box.
Okay. But I could have swore at the end of the first movie, Optimus Prime helped him speak normally.
He did.
And then the next movie, Michael Bay.
I wish you stayed with the boy.
Yeah. Michael Bay just wanted to do the same thing over. I can't do that again. I just can't do it.
Yeah, he's essentially relegated to be a mime, Bumblebee. And it's not until like the last quarter of the movie he starts using the radio.
They just want to start playing some 80s songs at the end of the movie. I assume that's probably what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of 80s songs. Although, actually, one of the Easter eggs was You Got the Touch. I was like, oh, shit. And then they started going back to...
Still not enough. All right, Matt, give us a 5.5. I don't understand it, but Beast Game Podcast, everybody.
I'm telling you, the other movies are garbage. They were terrible.